I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Barbara Dooley for joining us. Every week she does that. And we look forward to our visits with her. More on the Dogs in Miss State, more college football conversation coming up, including a very spirited conversation about Brent Key, who came out and made a stance on where he is with Georgia Tech and leaving the program. But before we get to more of that and the Falcons being overseas, we got to talk to Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director Chris Henderson. We are live today, guys, by the way, at Buffalo's Cafe right here off of Windy Bagwell Parkway. It's 5380 in Hiram. Mark and I are here back at the studio, the voice of Atlanta United. Mike Conti is joining us as well. And Mike, I want you to start with Chris because we have a lot of questions about the hiring of Tata Martino.
Absolutely, and thanks for letting me join you guys. And Chris, thank you for being with us on what I know has been a busy day for you. When the change was made with Ronnie Dyla, the club said that they were conducting an international search for a new manager. So when did it become clear to you that Tata was going to be the target of that search?
We had a really good search right after the season, after starting on October 20th, and started interviewing candidates. We knew Tata was available. We had probably gone through five or six before we had Tata's first interview. It was clear that Tata had coached at the highest level. He's a world-class coach. Bringing him back again, all the success he's had here. And, you know, I have a history of working with him in Miami, and he's just one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And so we're thrilled to bring him in. It's a huge coup for the club to bring him back into Atlanta.
This is going to be a little bit of a different challenge for Tata, Chris, from as compared to the first time he was here when he came into an expansion team and everything was kind of being built from the ground up. Now he comes in with a roster that is in place, and many of the players on the existing roster will be back at the start of 2026. So what role will Tata have in guiding you in retooling this roster for 2026?
Yeah, it'll be really collaborative. We've had some really good initial meetings and going through the roster, talking about players, talking about different ways that we can support the team, going through each department. Tata and I have gone through this before in the summer of 23 when we retooled the Miami roster. And, we went on to win two trophies in that period of time. So we've gone through it before. He understands the roster mechanisms and in the rules going through that and some of the restrictions in the salary cap. Obviously, when he came here in the expansion year, you have a whole different set of money. You have expansion funds. You have ways to build your roster that current teams that are in the league don't have. So there was an advantage for expansion teams for sure to have a good start. But we feel confident that we can add the pieces that can play in the identity and game model that Tata wants to play.
Chris, I think there's a perception out there that Tata, because he built or was part of building the team in 2017 with so many players from South America, that maybe there would be a scouting shift back towards South America in trying to find players to build this current version of Atlanta United. Is that actually the case, or is geography really irrelevant?
You know, Mike, it's funny. When you talk to Tata and you ask him about some of the players that he coached in his career that had some of the biggest influence on him and just great people, great players that he coached, he mentioned some of the players who played in the original team with Guzan and Parkhurst and Larenowitz and some of those key Nagby, some of the key pieces who were MLS, quote-unquote MLS American players. He had a really good connection. So he understands the value of players who know MLS and have played in MLS. Of course, that's where he knows the players in Latin America, players that have had success for him in the past. Oftentimes you can get some really good deals out of South America of players who want to go to Europe, but they want to take MLS as a springboard. I think Diego Gomez was a good example. I think Miggy Almiron, when he first came from Lanús to Atlanta United and then went to Newcastle, those are great examples of players who come through MLS and can raise their value and have a great experience and win here.
You're listening to Dukes and Bell. This is Mike Conti. Carl and Zeno are at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, and they're going to come in to this in just a moment, but a chance to speak with Atlanta United sporting director Chris Henderson on the day that Tata Martino returns to the club as Atlanta United head coach. Chris, I've seen some people out there on social media calling this nostalgia play, that Atlanta United is bringing the band back together now with Tata. How do you respond to people who are saying that this is being done out of nostalgia?
Well, I would say he's got the winningest percentage of any coach in league history. So it's, you know, it's hard to complete. I think Brian Smetzer's behind him. You can go down the list, and they're all behind Tata Martino for the most wins, winning percentage. So I feel he's the right choice at the right time for this club. The energy that he will bring with his coaching staff. He's been out for a little, you know, a few months, and now he's ready to get working again. So I'm really excited for what is to come and the work that we have in front of us. We have a lot of work, but I'm really excited. And I think the players here, the front office, the training ground, everyone has the energy and excitement to come back in 26 and show what this club can be.
Chris, I just want to ask about the style of play. We all assume that it's going to be what it once was here, and that was a chaotic style that was certainly embraced by the club's faithful fan base and certainly the 17s. I think there is an energy that's already building because we know what Tata's capable of, but just from a style of play aspect, how would you answer that to Atlanta United fans and coming in? Because again, as Mike said, it is a new team, a new situation that you guys are in right now.
Yeah, I would say, you know, from my 2 years with Tata in Miami, he's going to get players who want to compete every single game, every single training. He's going to get players that complement each other. And how do we find the right combinations to support Late Lot up front and Miguel Almiron and Saba and Alexi to find those players to get the right combination? Sometimes it might be a name that you've never heard of, but they do the job and they do their job well. So I think those are the things we have to break down and look at the roster now and find out which pieces need to be tweaked or moved. And then the other thing is sometimes it's just you have a new structure, you have a new style, and players respond different to different coaching staff. So let's see what we can do with the players we have, and hopefully there's a big kick from the reaction they have under a new structure.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Chris Henderson, we appreciate you stopping by. Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director visiting with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The voice of Atlanta United, Mike Conti, back at the studio. Chris, good luck, and we look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Thanks, Carl, Mark, Mike. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. And look, just like with anything, as Mike Conti asked the question about nostalgia, we've got to give Martino a chance to come in here. It is more about the personnel, guys, I think, than anything. And I thought it was a great question by Mike to talk about what type of players they're going to go after. I think Tata likes certain kinds of players. That's going to change this roster up a little bit. But he understands, you know, with the designated players and how much money that they'll be available to spend, what that's going to look like. But all of a sudden, this gives us a little life coming off the worst season for Atlanta United. And I think we got a little spoiled. The way this thing started, everybody said, we're going to be this good every year. And we now know in sports, it just doesn't happen that way. But we got a chance to get back to the promised land with Tata in charge. So hopefully that happens. All right, we got more to dive into here on the show, including more dog talk. Mike Griffith is going to join us. If you missed Jalen Johnson from the Hawks.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talks earlier in the show. It's online at odyssey.com as we broadcast live from Windy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram. We're at Buffalo's Cafe. We're coming back. We got to talk more about these coaches and salaries. Barbara Dooley brought it up. Day-Day asked us last hour about it. Zeno says, I'm crazy to think that they shouldn't pay Brent Key right now.
You are crazy.
We got to talk more about this, and we will, coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, what am I being, gentlemen? Dig deep in your pockets. Dig deep.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.